flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's crazy that, you know, we've already rolled around and it's time to start talking Braves again. But pitchers and catchers reported this week, first full squad workout is Tuesday. Is it surprising to you that Acuña's not going to play in, and this is not what I'm upset about, I'll tell you in a minute, but are you surprised that he's not going to play in any spring training games?
I would have been surprised if he did.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're at. I was not counting on Acuña nor Strider until May.
Okay.
So that was how I was going into the first month of the season. And Carl, that's why you needed to get another pitcher. They don't have enough. They don't have. Don't tell me that you're competing for a World Series with Ian Anderson and Grant Holmes making up two-fifths of your starting rotation.
No, you're not right now. But right now is not the World Series. Turtle, I feel like we have this conversation every year where you lose your blank about guys like Chris Sale, and I go, relax, he's going to be fine.
I was right about Kelnick.
And right about what? He's still on the roster.
He stinks.
What were you right about? He's still here. They didn't let him go.
He's not starting.
No, because...
Jerks and Profar's here.
Because you paid him. That's why they found a better option, and they paid him. If they didn't find Profar, he would be your left fielder. The fact is, he's a rotational guy. And again, it doesn't cost you much. It's okay. Like, the starting rotation right now, guys, I guarantee you, and anybody out there willing to bet me, Turtle included, will not look this way at the end of the year. And what I mean by that is I'm hoping Sale and Spencer Strider and all these guys are available and we don't have an injury situation. But what the third or fourth and fifth starter might look like will be completely different. And, oh, by the way, you're discounting the fact that AA may and probably will go out and trade and make a deal or two, especially if we're playing the way that we should be. I'm not as caught up in that as you. I know it's a big deal because you look at this rotation and you go, man, we cannot match up against the Dodgers. Right now, we can't. I don't disagree with you.
But it's not just the rotation this time, Carl.
What is it?
Because even if Lopez and Sale can repeat what they did last year, which
and
is
that's asking a lot, by
which
the way.
Is asking a lot, because both those guys were out of this world good last year. You got real question marks in the back end of that bullpen. Who's pitching the eighth inning?
Well, injury's playing a role right now.
Well, right, but you're not getting Jimenez back.
With that.
Minter's gone.
Minter wasn't that good last year.
I know, but he's a guy that you were counting on in a high-leverage role. So you're moving up guys like Pierce Johnson, Aaron Bummer, and Dylan Lee.
You are.
That have never done it before or have done it in a very limited capacity.
Yeah.
And you're counting on them to just essentially lock in as higher leverage relievers.
This is true. Minter had never done it either until he got an opportunity. Like, this is the evolution of teams who have invested in their farm systems and believe. And by the way, I don't know if you believe this, like, a lot of folks with the Braves tell me that they still believe that this is one of the best farm systems in the major leagues. A lot of people feel like all of that has been, you know, traded away or it's not there anymore. But I think you got to give these guys a shot. And I feel like, and this is where I'm at, and we're going to talk more about this with Brandon Gaudin, who's going to join us here coming up. But I feel like, Turtle, again, if healthy, and this is my biggest thing, Olsen, Riley, Acuña, Ozzie, Money Harris, Profar, we're going to be able to hit and score runs with anybody.
You should be, yeah.
That is what we didn't do last year. We didn't score runs the way that we expected to. And then when the injuries hit, boom, 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 now you've got guys like Kelnick that you're expecting to be a superstar, and he's not. You want the shortstop to be a superstar, he's not. You need your stars to hit. And by the way, what's Sean Murphy going to – I have a big question mark next to his name,
well,
by the way.
Well, that is the biggest question mark of the entire starting lineup outside of shortstop. Shortstop, no offense to Orlando Arcia, that's a concession this year. That they're just conceding. I mean, what is the plan? You essentially don't have a back. I mean, who's Nick Martinez? I mean, who's backing up shortstop this year?
Well, you've got a bunch of utility guys that can play.
I mean, to me, that's just not good enough. But again, if Olsen and Riley get back to being the guys that you expect them to be, you can cover up for that. Catcher? Chadwick Tromp is the backup now.
Yeah.
You got Baldwin in the minors, and you got Murphy, who's a gigantic question mark at best. I don't question his defense, but he's got to get to between 18 and 25 home runs.
At least.
And that's what you're paying him for. So at the end of the day, I mean, again, once you have your outfield is set, it'll be one of the better units in baseball. You're great at the corners. I mean, Olsen had a down year, but he still had 100 RBI. So, and he's one of the best fielding first basemen in the game. We know about Austin Riley. For me, it's that bullpen. Because I don't trust Pierce Johnson and Dylan Lee to just be able to slide in there and handle high leverage innings on a day in and day out basis. A spot every now and then is absolutely fine, and they did it at times last year. But when you're talking about day in and day out, that's tough for me. I am surprised that they did not bring in at least one big arm in the bullpen this offseason.
We're going to see what this looks like once the spring games get underway and get a better feel for some of the things we're talking about. We're going to talk to Brandon Gaudin as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you, by the way, by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors as we talk some Braves. Yeah, Man, No Man is on the way as well. We're going to play a fun game in the 4 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. We need your help to play it. So we're going to find out how smart are Orn and Turtle. We're going to find out. That's in the 4 o'clock hour.
Kind of a open-ended tease there, Carl.
No, I'm not trying to overdo it. Alex Anthopoulos, by the way, today said he was asked about not spending money, and he did bring up the fact that the luxury tax, which they were paying the last few years, did play a role in them not going above and beyond and exceeding where they already are. I think they are eighth. Is that right?
I think it's seventh.
In total payroll?
In total payroll.
Okay. So, and again, just because you're the top team with payroll, listen, there's more pressure right now on the Mets and the Dodgers than there is on our Braves. They spent more. They did more. Everybody thinks they're going to exceed expectations.
But how does that sit with you?
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.